KLN's education reporter Camelia Burris has more.
Tennessee has 13 scholarship programs serving students pursuing 2- and 4-year degrees, and lottery proceeds fund these efforts. A report by Think Tennessee, a research nonprofit, found that lottery proceeds fell by about 20% in the last 3 years. And at the same time, spending on scholarships and the number of students who depend on them has increased. Think Tennessee's research director, Chris Candelaria, says the state needs to start looking at other ways to bring in revenue.
One is through lottery modernization. As an example, other states allow retailers to accept debit cards. So that's an option, as well as thinking about electronic e-instant games.
The report also highlights another reason that funds available for scholarships may decline: school vouchers. In July 2026, state lawmakers voted to redirect revenue from sports wagering. That money now goes to school maintenance under the Education Freedom Scholarships Act, also known as the voucher program. Sports revenue used to flow into the scholarship program to cover any deficits before this new law. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
Metro Police's use of force tactics are being criticized once again. A new review shows Black residents were disproportionately subjected to the use of force compared to any other ethnic group. Nashville's Community Review Board analyzed 2 years of police use of force, including more than 1,600 officer interactions. It discovered that more than 50% of officers who used force on the public did it multiple times. It also found recommendations given over the last 2 years were not addressed. Now the board is back with 8 more suggestions, including mandatory crisis intervention training, special rules for using force on children, older adults, and people with disabilities, and a system to review an officer who uses force more often than their peers. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.